Iran's foreign ministry has slammed his unacceptable recent statement by the White House intervenes in the country's internal affairs. That foreign ministry spokesperson Bahram Ghassemi said Iran's judiciary, courts, and judges are completely independent like any other democratic nation. He added, under Iranian law, judiciary is responsible for a thorough judicial review of any move that is considered a threat to national security. Ghassemi went on to say such threats derive from Washington's hegemonic and interventionist policies. He also stressed Iran will never give in to such threats and called for a quick release of Iranian detainees in the U.S. Comments come a day after the U.S. threatened Iran with serious consequences if it does not release American citizens imprisoned in the country. And joining us out of Boston for more on the story is Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist. Hello, Professor, and thank you for joining us, sir. Now, your thoughts, I mean, what's Iran supposed to do in matters of national security? Not arrest someone that is, you know, doing nefarious and suspect activities on Iranian soil?
Obviously not, although I'm not privy to the information about the, you know, reasons for the arrest of those particular individuals. However, Foreign Minister Zarif, who was in New York recently, underlined the point about the independence of Iran's judiciary and hinted at some of the allegations made against some of those individuals, one particular case being an individual who had met a U.S. national security official before going to Iran in order to conduct opinion survey on their behalf. So, you know, these are issues that need to be investigated. And Foreign Minister Zarif also pointed out that, you know, the number of Iranian individuals who have been apprehended both in Europe and U.S. For canceled sanctions, for sanctions that have been removed, and to penalize those individuals is quite unjust. And in addition, we have also seen recent moves by the U.S. courts to seize Iranian assets on the thinnest evidence, one particular case being, you know, using an informant who was paid almost $1 million by the U.S. government to lie on their behalf. And the U.S. courts made a mockery of the American justice by ignoring that important fact and, you know, issuing a verdict, basically a theft of the Iranian national asset. So, you know, if the Americans complain about Iranian judiciary, they should also look in the mirror and see what's wrong with their own system.
And one thing that Tehran doesn't respond to very, very, you know, likely is the fact that, you know, the U.S. uses this hostile and this provocative rhetoric every time it wants something from Iran. Why not try to be more diplomatic? Why not try to open dialogue and try to be more respectful of the nation's sovereignty and its internal matters?
Well, unfortunately, United States is a global hegemonic power that has a history of bullying other nations, and he has been hostile toward Iran ever since the revolution that dislodged a one-man, you know, U.S. puppet. And the U.S. is trying to return the status quo ante and should, you know better than to try something like that, because as Foreign Minister Zarif said, you know, U.S. should look at its achievements in the region, all the, you know, disorder and chaos that it has wrought as a result of misguided policies. So by respecting Iran's sovereignty and the independence of the Iranian judiciary and, you know, mutual respect, the U.S. will go a long way in order to de-escalate tensions with Iran.
And hasn't Tehran shown in the past that it's open and it has open lines and channels for communication if respect is, you know, adhered to?
Absolutely. And, you know, if you look at the long history of U.S.-Iran relations, even in the aftermath of the revolution, there have been a number of episodes where, you know, you've had hostages by both sides, basically, that have become the subject of bilateral talks. And some of those situations have been resolved successfully, some have not. And, you know, the positive side shows that, you know, if you engage in sincere bilateral dialogue, there is always a possibility of a breakthrough, and hopefully this will be the case as well.
Anything is better than hostility and threats. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Kaveh Afrasiabi, once more out of Boston, Massachusetts, author and political scientist.